shuru na se te la shela nyen bu ja te ne chenang kan de ya wo le se tin zu ta se da tin zu ma da wen na wa ra se da da ma da wen na wa de ta ba la jang bu du pe na ta te ne yidam go sa go me go se tin de se ge yo tin zu wo ne jang si jang ji se ko ran yin be jum se tin da te re ma da ta ga se te ne te ne la ke ta tin de se tin ne ma ra ba se
so it's a all a matter of really training the mind. For example, relating such with the sadhana practice, that in the sadhana practice there is a frontal visualization, self-visualization, then invoking the primordial deities of that whatever you are visualizing of the frontal and the self-visualization, and having invoked, you request them to be seated. And having requested them to be seated, then you are doing the praising offering with a chant of praise, and you at the same time do the offering. It is very much related to our ordinary lifestyle. We invite people. Having invited, you ask them to be seated at your home, and then you chat and offer meal, delicious meals. Now that very idea or concept of this ordinary life as regarded as impure thought, to train ourselves towards the pure aspect of thought, that such an invitation or supplication of the deity and visualization of the frontal and a self-visualization and offering and praise exist in order to again break through that the ordinary mind, ordinary thought of the impure thought to the pure thought.
Oh, tendes yindu, tesonza, tene, tende la tene, tene sanga dorji tigba singe de ta, kebar tu pa wate, tene bete, dorna, mada wena wate pa, ka shaba, bena tang aranzu, kasore, tingmenda, tene, dota toke pa, ka shaba mayimba, tene, tikorana pa, lam chene, tene tagbala pa, jurne, Sebatelah sangat dorsi tiba segiore. Tapi teh itu indola, tapi zorim sijane ta segiore. Tapi zorim teh ya, tapi teh dah bukti kerim teh, tapi ta benda cuitam je, ta korang orang si maju bayi indu, tu sonda kerim teh yang, tapi ya gombati, tu kasih orang ta teh, teh lah, tapi ngubur siapa dobe kita dola, tapi tato tadi teh lah, tapi orang si maju bayi cuitam. Zorimna gomne, tene tuks cheyondu, tan doana tujung aranzo tamal beg namdo yebada mebaseya, takbada chebeg tan yilege, tene chowar chebege lamsabatanesres.
So that's where the extraordinary, the supreme quality of the Vajrayana or diamond way comes, because in the diamond way you do not reject all the perception or impure perception. You do not suppress the impure perception, but rather you use the very impure perception as a path towards the realizing the pure perception.
This is the nyomongba yakashi geti khwa jamne nyomongba te bena lamla chesu de nyomongba de shuk chero jego go yebaso yakashi tendu khwa je tesiyo manes.
And when we speak about using the impure perception as a path towards the recognizing or to realize the pure perception, there are others who think that the, again, defilement could be used again as a path to overcome the defilement. And they think that they have to develop more neurotic thought and develop more neurosis in one's mind, which is again not a correct understanding of using the impure perception to as a path to recognize, to realize the pure perception. And as such, then having understood, having explained upon the developing stage of meditation, as we talk about the creating, supplicating, invoking of the yidam, then there is in the Vajrayana path that there is accomplishing state. As explained earlier, that there is always a notion of mistaking what you have invoked as the yidam as a true, real, again substantial. So in order to break through that, there is the accomplished stage of that very deity that you have invoked or you have visualized. Is no entity that is truly existing, but it is again emptiness that again dissolves into nothingness or into shunyata state to help again to break through that clinging, grasping to the fixation of such. So through this developing stage and accomplished stage of the meditation helps one to overcome to the not to get into the extreme of nihilism and not to get in the extreme of the eternalism, and that is the whole idea. And so it helps that not to fall into the extreme of eternalism or in the extreme of nihilism, but rather understand the union of the emptiness and compassion, or inseparability of the emptiness and compassion.
Oh yeah, that can answer to you, yes.
Any questions? Yes, Neil?
So, it all appears back to have the same structure, and they have the same purpose to break our attachment to our ordinary perception of reality through the process of meditation. Why is it conditional to do the three, to involve three of the groups, the Lama Yidam Kanto? It seems as though if you did a good job with one, it would be enough.
Kerangge hakona, digres. So sunga the lama, tatum chickenduce the lama chicken was gum digores. In the music, so go your manners.
If you strongly trust without any doubt that the lama or guru is the all three, that is sufficient. The three is not necessary. Guru can act as three, all of them. So therefore, you must do Guru Yoga practice. Any more questions, ladies and gentlemen? Yes?
If the yidam becomes a vehicle for breaking the fixed mind, can you talk a little bit more about if one becomes fixated on the yidam itself? What antidote one would apply to that, and if it's meditation, please talk more about that. If it's a silent meditation,
just so good to jam it in your comment.
That money to me, tap the watch, not me. That she didn't even have a lambda watch.
Rita, you don't go on the much gomna.
No, that you don't think zing short in when it go put there some zing short. Shana, then tell me about the current of which you come to me. She may come to that me. Kam chang thing your vesity le yin bu ti yin zi sa shu na
ta tum zhe tel te ne dan se ya ti ta pe na jie rim gong ba le te ne te ne ti gen zi ta pe na dem ba re zhu ba yo re san bi gen zi ba zhu ba zhe bi chi du la te zhu rim gong gu yo re yes ha ko song wa ti su che yin du te ne kali kali che ne te ne ge zhu sun ju se ya te ge te ne cha yo na te ne ko ma yam cha yo re yes That's all the Dorum Riva.
Because of that problem, that there is the meditation of developing stage and the accomplishing stage. In the developing stage, you sort of develop or invoke the deity, and as not to again cling, grasp to the idea of the existence of the very Yidam, then there's accomplished stage. And so as you train your mind toward the developing stage and accomplishing stage both, as you become more familiar, then one learns or also understand the inseparability or the union of the developing and accomplishing stage of meditation.
Tere tene, masit sawe ki kyanan kirim gombe kapsula yinayang, tene penantat 당황 피해대들이 기름 코랑랑 되네 되제로 막고 맞네 되네 변한가는 진짜라고 되네 능주여 봐라 되네 뭐랑 심마도 봤지 되네 생이요
And generally, then, when you are doing the developing stage of meditation, that when you visualize the deity, that again, that deity should not be visualized as a solid or concrete made of the flesh, bone, and blood, so to speak, but rather that very deity is like very apparent, visible like a rainbow, yet nothing substantial or concrete like rainbow itself, you know. Yes, sir.
My question is a little unclear to myself. Can you talk about how this relates to post-meditation when you go back to ordinary mind and ordinary circumstances and phenomena?
The tunsam gap can't check on it.
That tunsam gap so la. That gets issued today is that then a gom candidate of a yinaya. Tene tunsamsu, tene trenshit, tenyati, ta kesembrabas. Gom korana japtogumena yang, susugeta, sem trenshit, tenyati kesembris. Tene benamixeg yidam galandrabus gomba yina yang, tene benanganzu tise or yidamki, like ngajalse andrabo. Check kasore, or tenjendrabo. Tene tujundu tentuba yina yagores.
Whatever form of practice that you are involved in, that the most essential thing that is required would be really mindfulness always, and during the post-meditation. And whether you are very much involved in meditation itself, or that of the Yidam practice, that very mindfulness. And particularly in the Yidam practice, there is what is known as the deity pride that you hold on to. That is that you regard that you are one of the deity that you have visualized, that again feeling and trust self as a deity, you try to be mindfully hold on to. And so those
mindfulness... the trouble that in the chance that the good in this juxigama, the United Yidam Klang, I just
again that the deity pride must be understood as that you have very much quality of that very deity, but you do not look like that deity who is wrathful, and you're not walking on the street frightening everyone, but rather you have the very nature, the quality of deity that is the deity.
Can't this senator in the Yidam Chesh and Deshaw?
Otherwise, that you try to practice deity and you might turn into a horror yourself, you know, to frighten everyone.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Any more questions?
Could we go on with Sanju Pride? As I understand it, you are to really see yourself as the Yedam, with your green face and 10 heads and 17 arms. Hmm. 3 feet, whatever. But that you're not to stop there, you're to sit with the quality and to have this as a mindfulness. But in reminding oneself of this as one is sitting and coming back to the self as Yidam, are we not in fact still ingraining the idea of self? And how does one allow oneself who has pride in one's precious human existence to transform that into pride as recognizing oneself as Yidam and still cut through that to the emptiness of being?
Thangbu kapsula smaran labda. Thangbu kapsula ta le thangbu palasu yine pina ta pina nga Yidam yin samba chik thindri chik meba la dan jiga marwa hako sunga. Then maybe just like how many maybe just some just change maybe just like then just that that is like why I mean today, in that then just like when I run some maybe just like Yidam got last some maybe just then just like Google was, in that yeah, when one day that that guy runs to say that run that Yidam needs maybe in some budget or was, the, when that Yidam that run needs maybe chance, need maybe that needs maybe chance, then I'm just saying your mind is. 아니 문에게 이담을 사태라 가서 여러서나 이담을 사이 꾸티 아니 모든 난도 송주세요 여러서 하고서와 전에 이담기 단다대 송아 가르서래 하세나요 대 작동 송주 전에 톡 대동 송주 세드 대 코란랑 게세요 나와도 동보 송도 주보세요인데 전에 내가 이담을 사 임바 직바 임바담 직바 멤버에게 탈렌데서스 되게 된 또 온데 아니 인지 민생아 이담 그사 인삼 거야 둔다 가야요 삼 거예요 말아 코라 런슈게 나도 손주고 된 또 사는 이담 다 있나 봐 임버레스 둔다 또 엄티 코티 갸고요 봐 이나야 팀마도 바르돌라 소소 가다 간점게 셈비다 뒤 됐땡 거야 그래서
at as a beginner it is quite necessary to have that feeling of even as yourself as ordinary, but rather you have the very nature or quality of Yidam. And therefore, as a beginner, again, not advanced in the meditation, it seemed to be quite necessary to hold on to the idea that you are Yidam, which does contradict in many sense in ultimate speech or an ultimate reality, but the whole
process must know in
but the whole idea is here to gradually develop toward the ultimate nature, which is in the ultimate nature that Yidam, the quality, the energy, all the knowledge of Yidam is again the inseparable union of clarity and emptiness. So that is the Yidam. And one must understand that the sound are very much the mantras of the Yidam is audible, but again, but every sound is audible, yet the very nature of the mantra of the Yidam, and every thought, every conception is again union, inseparable from the blissfulness. So that is ultimate nature, which should be understood as inseparable. But we are not speaking here in the regarding one as Yidam, as the Yidam, and you are two individual and becoming one. But that very nature of clear and emptiness, and that of the mind being the blissfulness is very much your own nature. So until one reaches to that very level of understanding that this every thought is the blissful nature of mind, not only that of the Yidam, but blissful nature of mind, and the Yidam is the union of clarity and emptiness, one as an ordinary, until one gets that level, one do need to feel the inseparability or the Yidam as one, but the ultimate really meaning to such is that Yidam itself, the nature of Yidam itself is clarity and emptiness. Yes? Any more questions?
Yes.
In the practice of the developing stage, how do we create a relationship between our impure perception and the pure nature of the ego? What is the connection? Another way to put the question is, what is the difference between all of these ego? Do they have some special relationship to our impure?
Could cancel got that it to the chosen and draw kayores. Is a good thing. Chosen it?
Didn't it take a 10 year old carriers? Consumed down to the cashier that Tanjaku come in Sarocha, Neon and Julian at Zok, then that can't head your take it.
Tata Teres Tandati Bena Tandakaran Robertina. Can I eat some bacon? Can I swing it? How goes on? Can I swing it? Can I eat some bacon? Then Zimbata, shoot your bass. How goes on? theories. This one's a Hindu, then da bena mitige yatlani. Oh, kiran mare, kiran singe di yo mare, nga singe, kiran singe di yo mare, chuba yo mare sena. Ani kiran ge bena zimba tege kiran members name except to yo mare. Hako songa. The Hindu, this one's a that and the Naranjuge, Sangaki, Lamtik Kandis, your son, then Kiran, Kiran Yimbati, Kiran Red Maris Kaya Sigio Mari, did Masebe Tola, that Bena Tap Kitene, Kiran Yedam Gulhadi Gomsha Rays. This they do, Kiran Yedam Gulhadi Infamati, Kiran Zimbati, Bena Yomarva. Chetan, Kiran Yedam Gulhadi Gom, then it is Jayundu. Then it's a donkey, can I eat some bacon? Zimbat towards Eva. Tell that it is. I go so. Set the cone to a tennis ergo, can you get a young woman? Javaji or is a good
night. For example, that whole idea, if it does not answer your question, please do feel asked question again that the whole relation of the Yidam practice to our impure perception or impure thought is that, for example, you have at present a very strong notion of who you are. For example, whoever, whatever you are, John, George, or such. So you have that strong fixation of I am that person. If someone says that that person who you believe you are does not exist, to accept that non-existence of yourself or me or whatever you call yourself becomes almost impossible, which simply by someone referring that you, George, for example, I'm giving you that name, as does not exist. It's hard for you to accept such. And it is hard to even it's hard for you to accept and believe that if someone says that you do not really exist, but you are existing only because of the interdependent connection, it all becomes very hard for you to accept. Since that whole idea becomes very hard to accept, then instead of not saying that you do not exist at all, that the whole idea of existing or non-existing of you is not discussed, but rather what you think as what you believe as you is regarded as a yidam, with a name of the yidam. So with the belief of the yidam, you somehow lose the contact of yourself, I, or George, that very particular name. So that is the path or the remedy of overcoming that very clinging, graspy to the fixation of yourself.
Yes, I thought that is. The Hindu religion, the Quran, Shibshin Tama Chevayina, it is like Kundo Chans and Damenda, the Quran, Gober Tunje and Damenda Yores. Then it's Taji Kundu Chevana is child, and then Damenda Shita, Quran Dorna, but the religion, the Quran Gomial Tunje and Damenda Yores.
So, in order to relay to different methods that there are different deities with different postures and different symbolic characteristics, it is really all those are a means to break through that very pattern.
Yes.
More maybe like the very first question, what is the difference between these deities? Just like I'm George, but someone else is Mary, and someone else is Jack.
Okay.
So does it matter if I'm Mary and he and someone else is Jack, they can both practice the same Vidama? How do they choose between thousands of Vidama, families of Vidama?
Yes.
What is the meaning of this?
Dandy, you don't condition, don't go to say to so that's so you know, you don't get them done. The Yidam get them done. He, Ta, Sidangi, you don't tamche, don't tamble cigarettes. And a tamche cigarette, yin a young, then a Then, this is your race. Then, when I done, I'm so cansa, I'm so miss so sola. And the leg number members in a year. Tagana is in guitar connection, so we're going to take Tony, then the rig man to so your race. Jazang, then you don't think to ganga, then a rig cache, then a dozeri, cache, rinsinger, cache, pemeri, cache, then a camagri, then this number you do. This was not so soggy, rig high in back, Tedan Javasiki, you don't get lazy. She go your race. The Indu, that's all so soggy, let a cover kind of it.
First of all, that one must understand that essentially, all yidams are for one purpose. So there are no difference in all yidam, that all yidams are one. There are no differences. But then, as a choosing, a selecting of a yidam, it has also must be understood as a karmic connection to a particular yidam. And in addition to the understanding of personal
yidam tinzula so suyugetini bena kaseogore ta injiket khansi ge dogo aspect samare tenden damendal tene bena rik damendas chigyo are yes.
And in addition to the very much a karmic connection at that each individual has some feelings of the aspiration towards different yidam, and particularly one also belongs to a different family of yidam. There are different families such as Vajra family, Padma lotus family, and so forth. And whatever one feels drawn to, and due to the karmic connection, one very much really selects or chooses as a result of that connection and as a result of being belonging to that very family.
This one's an Hindu. Then that one is having na yidam di susu kita nyamne yidam gu nyamne letsa du. Then susu kila me kita yidam karin nyamne si sewa inas.
So therefore, when your practice got to the level where it gets to the choosing of a personal deity, which is known as Yidam, then yourself together with your guru, then the guru selects or the proper, suitable Yidam for the student. Yes.
I believe practice here is to read through from the bit, starting from the refuge with the visualization, to the point where you create a visualization, you do the mantra, then we stop, you recite the mantra, and then dissolve the visualization, go back to the sadhana, and finish up. Now, although Rupiji didn't talk about this directly, I get the feeling, based on what he's saying and the process of how Abram works, that actually it's quite important to go through the three concentrations at the beginning character with the shinyata and the seed syllable and the appearance of the deity, at least in the other teachings that I have been given. Doing that character seems to be quite significant and important in the process of the sadhana. But I guess the problem that I've always had with that is that those only come at the very beginning of the sadhana, in maybe two or three lines, maybe one or two lines. And so if one is reading through, it happens very quickly. It doesn't seem as though one is doing justice to that part of the meditation. Is it better to go slowly over that part, or is it better to not worry about it and just go through the way we normally do it to get to the mantra and then recite?
Oh, that's how the case number is.
No, so Galician.
Then Dene, Calicalis, some Danari, then Dungin Dungi Chal, some Danari, then Kogurvas.
That understanding and reciting with a sense of respect, appreciation is really important. Whether you recite fast or slow, that understanding what is very important.
The and the Kuranga line is one which said, not Diana Samjima, even got to get him to study with some money. That did catch him rest.
And at the beginning of the mantra, at the developing stage, as again having a very clear idea of what you're doing is very important.
So does that mean that when one is at the very beginning with the, for example, with the awareness of the emptiness of the awareness, that
one spends some time appreciating that, then spends a moment appreciating that, and then the light is going back and forth, and then the appearance, just one spends some time talking over those lines at the beginning, one has to be that used to it before going on with the rest of the description to the deity. Often there's maybe 10, 15 lines which just describe the appearance of the deity, but that's already several stages into the meditation. And if one is just reading through, it seems as if could spend too little time on the beginning, the first two steps, and then because one's spending so much time reciting the description, one might be spending more time on the appearance of the deity. I guess the question is, is it appropriate to sort of pause and just stop and think about it, let it sink in, or is it better just to go with the same pace through the stop?
After the refuge prayer and the development of the enlightened mind or bodhicitta, then that you transform everything into emptiness, and out of the emptiness, then according to the deity that you're practicing, you bring or develop the seed syllable and so forth. This all must be visualized and practiced, which I think very clearly and stage by stage as it goes from syllable to the transforming the syllable into the actual deity and so forth. It's necessary to do it quite accurately. The speed really depending on individual that it is a developing stage. So as you are understanding how it develops, then the speed is fastness or slow is not really the main subject.
Okay.
When I was an infant, I would imagine I was born with a pure and natural mind. And as I got older, I became more confused and had impure perceptions of the world. Also, in kind of a natural way, I didn't set out to get to be confused. And I just can't understand how does Buddhism respond to the fact that people don't remain enlightened or at pure state? What's the whole purpose of becoming enmeshed in all this confusion and impurity?
That's the
point of it. Can I say what? Can I say what? Can
Could
you elaborate?
Are you?
We did understand at the beginning of your talk question, but at the last maybe two lines was not very clear. So could you make it clear to us?
Mind before you start going out to the different things and being confronted with the world as it exists. and everyone goes to that in different ways. Why is that? What's the purpose of going through all that? Just to go back to the point of emptiness or of purity that you have in your being. Isn't there a reason behind all this the suffering and confusion? Mm-hmm. And why do we have to go through it? Why is there confession?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Tadi cara yang tu kena tu, kata sedih tu tak. Kita tangan tu cipta macam yang tu sampai tangan tu cipta ya cipta dia berwal. Okay, tangguh cipta cipta ni tu ni tangan yang bersih tu ni ya lochir cipta tu ni cipta ya tu dah. Okay, dia ni baru dia was kan yuju malas. Tapi mana kasih orang dia was yuju malas ni cipta yang tu ni tu ni kah benda hak kotor matu jere matu. Pena tak ko cuba tu cuba dia juga, tapi dia cuba dia orang. Ane cuba dia orang. Tapi ina yang, tapi tak dekap sula ko buku cuncu sungsang indu, tapi gen dah masuk nasi ramai. Tapi dia tene untuk hak otuk ya, malah loceh indu ko cer juga orang. Tapi ni sama kena, tapi gom tiap siapa. Kena nangba mana yang gom tiap siapa orang. Tiap siapa, tapi kena tende siapa yang hak otuk sesungguhnya.
Personally, that I feel that there's not really the greater gap or differences between the moment we are born and until present or we are grown up in the relation to the pure or impure state of mind. But when we were infant, we were not aware of many things, and we regard that as a pure. But when we grow up, that we have many responsibilities, and we have many that of the awareness around ourselves. And because of that responsibility and awareness, we think that our mind is being more obscured and becoming impure. So personally, I do not feel that there would be a greater differences from the time we were born as infant and as present. But still, it might be helpful, whether you are Buddhist or not, that anyone, whether one is Buddhist or not, that one can always do meditation. And meditation leads to understand that very question of what you have been asking. So it could be applied to Buddhist or non-Buddhist, and it's advisable that if you put yourself, apply meditation would be helpful.
So I can agree with this.
Do you agree to that?
Okay, good. Oh yeah. What?
We couldn't hear your voice very well here. In the Yidam practice, you asked, right? What? Could you ask again? I couldn't hear here.
During Yidam practice, if there is a visualization of both male and female, is it understood that the female visualizes more, gives more energy to the female counterpart?
Oh, I see. What were you saying here? I couldn't hear that. I can't hear.
Does a woman practice
differently? Can you hear?
Yes, you can.
Does a woman visualize
Yes.
Visualization
differently and
concentrate on the female
aspect of So what is your question then?
The question is that if I'm a male practitioner, mm-hmm. I'm visualizing the yin practice, which is Yao Yun.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking if I were a man, male practitioner visualizing, does he focus on the yang? And whereas if a woman practitioner is practicing the same Yao Yun, does she focus on Yun?
And and then she's saying that, like Kala Chakra. So you have asked to do that. To focus on the female. Oh, I see. Chidang, tindis kan yo maris ta. Tindis yo maris. Tendes kaya yo mare ta bena te hakos to na tendes mixe kaya yo mares tene bena ta yum tukse ko ba yina to yidam ko sakuran kan yim de gomse res bena ta phamun ro ji na to yidam yum ro ba te ind yum de to sin gom go yo res tene bena ta kase ore yap to ro ji na yum del tu yina to gomse de yap gom tendes re ma to
It really has nothing to do with the practitioners, whether you are female or male. That very practice that you are doing, if the main deity there is male, that you visualize yourself male. If the main deity there is a female like a Vajrayogini, then man also visualizes a female. So it all depends on the main deity aspect, not much of the who the practitioner is, male or female.
And then you know, kashe, bena dagje dan dunjel tene, tene dagje gombe kapsula zo, tene kasore. Yap so gomgoya dun dunji gombe kamsula yap yun sha chun ra yin yum gomgoya ten de yo res in an ti pomin yin khan ru yo man res.
And however, in some practice that in the self visualization and the frontal visualization, that self visualization again the principal deity being the yap or the masculine, and the frontal visualization again feminine, you have to visualize self as male and frontal as female. So it all really depends upon each and every different practice.
Yes. Can you clarify
our point on Yin and Yidam practice? We start out taking refuge. And we're seeing the triple gem and the three roots before us taking refuge in front of them. Do we develop that and dissolve that as well, or is it just do we just pay respect or appreciation to that before we get into the actual yidam practice?
Mixe ge duna tandati tiris tati zo chogal rali gres tene chogal jevan rabuji ina tene kyabyu tende chen rane tene dusche ayo gres. Then Chidang Tujundu, Takas or Choga, Junjin Ravina, Tinsel mixed it in the Jebby Chen, then this Kango, your money, Susu Taka, Takunchosum, Tanza, some Jigundu, and the Jepsundro, Simji, Madame Mixe, dissolves the Kango, your manners. Jevaina, Jebby Chen, and the Yoris.
It really depends upon the form of sadhana, that the elaborate, the detailed sadhana is a very complete and detailed, and therefore there is the visualization of the three roots and dissolving of the three roots. But the regular sadhana that we do is a very much short form, and in that form, when you're taking refuge, you simply believe the existence of the three root, and there's no need or no formation of dissolving that, because it's a very much short form of sadhana.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, that's all for today.
Thank you.